This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for December 19th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5, impeachment. Donald Trump has become the third president in American history formally impeached by the House of Representatives. Democrats voting along a pretty much straight party line last night to impeach the president on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress charges Wednesday night. Two Democrats voted no on those articles. One voted present. That was Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, it was noticed, dressed all in black for the occasion. New York Post, probably going over the top in its description of the event as a funeral. But I think the Babylon Bee has it right. By the way, you remember when the Babylon Bee was parody and not the news source of record for the United States? Anyway, Babylon Bee describing the event as the Democrats' surefire method for getting Donald Trump reelected in 2020. And I think they're right about that. People who support the president obviously haven't changed their minds. People who were opposed to the president have been all in favor of impeaching him since about 1 minute after his inauguration. Independent voters, who Democrats have wanted to impress with this whole process, not really impressed. The president's approval ratings in polls have been surging in recent weeks. In fact, he's now more popular at this point in his presidency than Barack Obama was at the same point in his presidency. And Republicans are having record fundraising months. The month of November, they pulled in $20.8 million, according to the Federal Election Commission. That is an all-time record for the month of November. Impeachment now has become nothing more than a vote of no confidence. Nancy Pelosi's legacy will be this: losing the House of Representatives during the administration of one of the most contentious presidents in American history. She's losing the House of Representatives, but also doing lasting harm to the American Republic. Not only are these two articles of impeachment not constitutionally based, abuse of power, not one of the grounds listed in the Constitution for impeaching a president, but obstruction of Congress, the reason that they give for the president obstructing Congress is that he appealed to the courts to rule on whether he had to comply with congressional subpoenas for information that he said was privileged. This is the way our system is supposed to work. This is what happened during the presidency of Richard Nixon. When the House was considering impeaching the president, they subpoenaed information. He went to court to try to stop it. That went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled against President Nixon. And at that point, realizing that his impeachment was pretty much assured, and conviction in the Senate, by the way, he decided to resign rather than go through that humiliation and drag the American public through a long, drawn-out spectacle. Now, that's what President Trump did. He went to court to check the power of Congress to demand information that the president didn't want to give up. This is how our system is designed. The balance of power, system of checks and balances. By impeaching the president on these grounds, Congress, the Democrats in Congress, are saying, we don't like this system. We don't care that it's in the Constitution. We want to throw it out and make the Congress the sole arbiter of what the other two branches of government can and cannot do. This is bad for our republic. And it's on this basis that I urge Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to throw out, dismiss these articles of impeachment without a vote. Legitimizing them with a vote sets a bad precedent, sets the bar so low that every future president whose party does not control the House of Representatives is going to be in serious trouble. Impeachment becomes nothing more than a referendum on the relative strength of the two major political parties in the United States. And that's not how our system is supposed to work. In fact, if this goes to a vote and this precedent is picked up on in the future and used again, this could be the first crack in the fracture that literally breaks this country into several smaller nations. In fact, I think if we're still here by the end of the 21st century, we're not going to see the United States in the same form that it is today. By the way, Merry Christmas. Donald Trump is still president. Topic number 4. The royals. Prince Charles planning a visit to Israel, his first in a series of engagements. That's how it's described by the royal court Wednesday. He'll be visiting Israel in late January, attending the World Holocaust Forum January 23rd. That marks the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. While he's there, he'll also be engaging with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. No word as to whether Prince Charles will be meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Not sure what to read into that. It may just be they didn't mention it, or it might be they're sending a message to Netanyahu. Meanwhile, Prince Andrew having more trouble. It's been revealed that he used a pseudonym to set up a secret company with a sports tycoon back in 2001 who organized a trip to Thailand, the island of Phuket, which is known for its, among other things, sex tourism. And during that trip, Prince Andrew was photographed on a yacht with a number of topless young women. According to reports at the time, the billionaire behind the sports brand Head paid at least part of the hotel bill for Prince Andrew at an establishment called the Amanpuri Hotel, where villas can cost up to £25,000 per night. In dollars, that's roughly $32,000 a night. It is also known, by the way, that billionaire pedophile, the late Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell, his friend and, well, pimp, were also reported to be at Phuket while Andrew was there. And speaking of Epstein, by the way, it is now known that surveillance footage from the closed-circuit television cameras pointed at the front of Epstein's cell have gone missing. In other words, the video record of who went into his cell the night Epstein was found dead, gone. Surprise, surprise. Could they make the cover-up any more obvious? Topic number three, chasing the North Pole. Earlier this year, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the British Geological Survey were forced to update the World Magnetic Model a year ahead of schedule. This is the model that calibrates our GPS devices, Global Positioning System, which is important not just to help us, you know, find our way from point A to point B. This is important for military, Arab space, just, you know, airline flights use GPS to let them know exactly where they are. But it depends on knowing exactly where magnetic north is, and it's moving at the rate of more than 50 kilometers a year, moving out of Canada and headed towards Siberia. In fact, it was the update released this week confirmed that magnetic north passed within 390 kilometers of geographic north, but it crossed over the prime meridian, 0 degrees longitude. Kind of a big deal. This, by the way, also the researchers or compilers also confirmed that Earth's magnetic field is weakening at the rate of about 5% per century. Topic number two, spiritual war. A group of international exorcists are warning about a child's book that I told you about a couple of weeks ago. This is a children's book presented as parody, but it teaches kids how to interact with and summon demons. The International Association of Exorcists, which is a group within the Roman Catholic Church, issued a statement, quote, "You don't mess around with demons. Whoever invites a child to summon a demon is like a person who puts a grenade in their hands to play with. Sooner or later, the child will pull the pin and the bomb will explode." The statement was signed by Father Francesco Bamante, president of the association, refers to the book A Children's Book of Demons, published back in May. It's directed at children between the ages of 5 and 10, written by an award-winning illustrator who also happens to be a fan of the occult. A description of the book, quote, "Don't want to take out the trash tonight? Maybe you're swimming in homework. Perhaps that big bully is being a real drag. Well, grab your colored pencils and sigil drawing skills and dial up some demons." Think what you will of the Roman Catholic Church. At least there are men and women inside the church who recognize that the spiritual war is real and that stuff like this is no laughing matter. In fact, the existence of these demon spirits, spirits of the Nephilim destroyed in the flood, it's the whole reason Sharon and I wrote the book Veneration. They're very old, very smart, and they hate you and me with a passion that we cannot begin to comprehend. Don't mess around with the spirit realm. Coming up, honor thy mother, but not like this. That's next on 5 and 10.
It's ground zero in a supernatural war that's lasted for millennia. Now, see it for yourself. Join Skywatch TV for a one-of-a-kind tour of Israel, to places you'll never forget. Like mysterious Gilgal Rephaim, older than the pyramids, bigger than Stonehenge, and built to venerate the dead. Benias, sacred to the goat demon Pan. The altar of Joshua, where he declared that he and his house would serve the Lord. Bethel, where Jacob saw a stairway to heaven. And Jerusalem, which God has chosen for his resting place forever. Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert and special guest Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat lead you through the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Red Sea with teaching along the way. And as a special bonus, a 4-day optional extension to Sardinia to see the ancient ziggurat of Monte Dakoti, megalithic tombs of the giants, and the Tophet of Taros, where children were sacrificed to the dark god Baal Haman. Or if you want more time in Sardinia, join us for our separate 8-day tour of the mysterious island. Skywatch TV's 2020 Tour of Israel, October 12th through 25th, with optional tour extensions in Sardinia. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to lipkintours.com.
Topic number one today, don't honor your mother this way. Dressing in drag to take her driver's exam for her. Gentleman in Brazil tried to get away with that. Hector Chiave's 60-year-old mother, Maria, flunked her test 3 times. So to save her the embarrassment of going through it again and to get her license, he took matters into his own hands. 43-year-old man in northern Brazil impersonated his mother. Dressed in drag, did up his hair, colorized it to make it gray. Did a pretty good job, looked a lot like his mother. Got so far as the actual driving exam before the instructor noticed, gee, those are awfully big hands this woman has, and a very pronounced Adam's apple, and the voice is unusually high. 4th failure, and mom's going to have to go back and take the test again. Since we're going to be off next week, one more story to close out, and one with a holiday theme. An Ohio couple got a holiday surprise when a squirrel tried to do his Santa Claus impression and came down the chimney. They heard a thump against the glass doors that, you know, you separate the fire from the living room. Opened the door, squirrel shot out and went on a 10-minute rampage through their living room. Mitch and Haley Ferguson called on Mitch's dad, so Mitch Sr., Mitch Jr., spent 10 minutes chasing the squirrel around the house while Haley and their baby locked themselves in the bedroom. They finally caught it in the basement wearing leather gloves, and squirrel's back outside where it belongs. You notice if you catch a picture of a squirrel in mid-jump, they look like little ninjas? Well, over the holidays, again, we won't be here at Skywatch TV, but you can still keep up on the news that the mainstream media misses with the Skywatch TV free mobile app. Yes, it gets you access to all of our video and audio content, but there are other aspects of the mobile app that we don't think get used often enough. News stories in a very easy-to-read format, very easy to find your stories as well, plus a calendar of upcoming events from Skywatch TV. We've got instructions on how to download the free mobile app posted at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar there. You'll find the link. Download it, iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and, again, one of the best news sources around, Tom Horn, collating that and curating that news information, the news stories, about 3 times a week. We appreciate your support at Amazon.com. We found that if you get more reviews on your books, they tend to show up in search results. Now, we appreciate you buying from the Skywatch TV store because, honestly, more of that goes toward our work at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and we can offer you a better price than Amazon can. But if you've got an account at Amazon, we'd appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to leave a review for one of our books, whether it's mine, Tom's, Sharon's, Joe Horn, Carl Gallup's, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, Mike Heiser. We just want the information to get out beyond our little circle here. A lot of people searching for the truth, a lot of them looking for books on topics that we discuss here at Skywatch TV who have never heard of us. But your reviews may help the books show up in search results more prominently and maybe expose some people to some information that they can really use. So again, thank you for your support. We truly appreciate it. We've noticed it, by the way, the number of reviews going up for our books at Amazon.com. So again, thank you very much for doing so. We hope we can see you at next summer's Defender Conference. The conference itself is sold out. If you're going to be at the conference, we'd encourage you to consider becoming a VIP founder and supporting the work we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch, either by your direct donation or by sponsoring a pony at the ranch. And if you do, we'll thank you by including you in our VIP Founders Banquet, an opportunity to meet and greet some of the main speakers at the Defender Conference, including Governor Mike Huckabee and Pat Boone. For more information, contact our office manager, Cherise Parton. Her email address, cparton@skywatchtv.com. You can find out more, cparton@skywatchtv.com. We're going back to Israel next October, hoping for cooler weather than we had this past May when temperatures were up over 100 most every day of the tour, and I really struggled several of those days. Almost didn't make it out of Petra while we were there. So we're going back next October, the 12th through 25th. We'll tour the Holy Land in a very unique way. We will see things that most tours do not, including, as you see in the picture here, the Altar of Joshua. Archaeologist Adam Zertal found it back in 1980. It's not where exactly archaeologists thought it. It's on Mount Ebal, but not the side that most scholars thought. But it's from the right time period, and it fits the description. So, well, that's just one of the many sites that we'll see. And, of course, we'll see Jerusalem and all of the key holy sites there, Jordan River, and do baptizing there, and other sites as well. There's an optional four-day extension to the island of Sardinia to see the megalithic sites. For more information, log on to skywatchtv.com/Israel tour. skywatchtv.com/Israel tour for more information about our tour of Israel. This year, calling it the Search for the Travelers. And we hope we can see you there. In March, Sharon and I proud to be part of the Remnant Warrior Conference from Hear the Watchman. This will include L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Michael Lake, Paul McGuire, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and more. March 5th through 8th at the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center. The early bird discount continues through December 31st. That brings the rate down from $129 to $99, but get an extra $20 off with promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20. Register now for just $79. Use the promo code Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Dr. Michael Heiser is our guest on the weekly broadcast program that is about his new book, The World Turned Upside Down. It's an analysis of the struggle between good and evil in the hit Netflix series Stranger Things. You'll find the schedule for our broadcast show at skywatchtv.com/channels. But of course, if you've got the Skywatch TV channel on Roku, Apple TV, or your Amazon Fire Stick, we're just a thumb click away. And my website is DerekPGilbert.com, which features the weekly Bible study Sharon and I produce, and my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker, again online at DerekPGilbert.com. Tomorrow, as we head into the final weekend before Christmas, we talk science with our science director and my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert. Sci-Friday tomorrow. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Thousands of years ago, giants walked the earth. They're long gone, but their spirits remain. The evidence is there for those with eyes to see. Megalithic tombs. Monuments aligned with the stars. And the words of the prophets and apostles recorded in Scripture. Now, see this evidence for yourself as Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a tour of the Holy Land with special guests Pastor Carl Gallops and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, from the mountain where the story began to the mountain where it all ends. Wars of the Gods, Volume 2, Search for the Rephaim. Available now in DVD and high-definition streaming video from Defender Films and Skywatch TV.